Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, good day, good day, wherever you are on the planet. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. I was actually speaking there on mute. You noticed that my mouth was moving, but you didn't hear anything. Yeah, one of those days. Hey, welcome to the show. If you are listening to this show for the first time, it's an astrologically oriented show, which aims to inform, educate, enlighten, I've already said inform, about the power of the cosmos, the planets, and its influence, and how it is being reflected here amongst us humans on planet Earth. It's a show brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. You can find also the details of the Magic Mind whether you're watching it on YouTube, any other podcasts. This podcast is available on Spotify, Amazon, Apple. The details of there, you do get a 20% discount courtesy of the Lunar Lounge. So if you're listening to the show for the first time, yes, it's a show which, like I said, informs, enlightens, entertains a little bit also about astrology. Although I rope in other things as well. Numerology, tarot. Speaking of the tarot, we're going to have tarot card of the week coming up later on. That's towards the end of the show. We have tarot card. We have competition time. Do we have a winner this week? Dear. I will let you know. Keep you in suspense. Yes, but competition time, that will be coming later on as well. And any other announcements. By the way, I am live. This is a live podcast, which takes place every week, every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. UK time, that is. I am live on YouTube, Instagram, and LinkedIn right now. Used to be live on Facebook until my account got hacked. And yeah, you know the rest of the story. I don't have a Facebook account. Yeah, looks like I need to... I was trying to create a new one the other day. And of course, I wanted to connect my number to it. And then they're telling me, oh, it's already... It's murder. So you want me to... this thing, I'm telling you, it's all right. I know how to get around you. It's all right. I know how to deal with your punk asses. Shout out to people who have tuned in, logged in, who are connected here. Shout out to the Arts of Astrology. Shout out to, is it Kit Sinclair. I got it. Kit Sinclair. Verity the Virgo. Welcome to the show. Shout outs to Jackie, shout outs to Faye, shout outs to Angela, shout outs to Yvette also as well, also here alive and well. And I don't know how many people I'm actually getting, because I get quite a few messages letting me know that people are, well, I think they're listening to the recording on LinkedIn. But if you're listening live on LinkedIn, I don't have access to the LinkedIn Live right now, but if you are, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast show. So, yeah, it is what it is, right? So, what has been happening? What is the weather like where you are? Nice blue skies over here in London, England. Not so warm, though. It's dropped a little bit. We did have a few nice warm days last week, I must say. I was very impressed. I thought I was going to need to get the air conditioner out, or the fan at least. But, you know, to England, no surprise. You know, it's taking it back. But it is what it is. What else has been going on? Like I said, I haven't really been watching the news. So I don't really know what's going on. I know Trump's in trouble again for something. But what? I don't know. But again, nothing surprises me in that department, right? So yeah. And there was something to do with a meme, isn't there, or something that they made with the Pope or something. But, you know, I don't know. Let's focus on the real stuff, yeah? What's really going on? I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. So we can be looking at, looking at what is to come. Looking at the month ahead, right? What's the planetary alignments ahead? So it is what it is. Let me see if I've, I'll be bringing up the charts for the time being. And we'll look at the planetary alignments for the month of May. If there are any questions, please keep them coming. Keep any of your questions coming. Any questions, bring them in. What else did I want to say? Yeah, announcements will be said later on. Is there anything else that has caught my eye since this week? Is there anything? just trying to think, has there been anything? Like I said, I'm not really looking at the news anymore, so I don't really know what's kind of going on. I'm just picking up here, sometimes maybe when I'm on social media, I'm picking up little bits of, you know, stories here and there, but nothing really much, you know, trying to focus on oneself as one should be doing. Yeah, so much happening, right? Wars, people dying, famine, all this kind of stuff. The stuff that's going on, like I said, I'm still doing my investigation in terms of what's going on in Burkina Faso with Ibrahim Touré. So I just want to look a bit deeper because, again, people will say things, people will go on marches, people will protest and don't really know fully what they're protesting about. Yeah, they just say one word, oh, let's get out there. I'm not saying that, oh, you guys who are protesting, you're in the wrong or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying you'll be surprised when people start now laying down the facts that, no, this is what's really happening. See, social media, just as much as it's great, it's a dangerous thing also as well. Talk about misinformation. Jesus Christ. It's a breeding ground for it. You know, more than a breeding ground. I'm just shutting my door here. Do forgive me if you're wondering why I was just leaning over. But yeah, it's literally a breeding ground for it. So yeah, crazy from that department. But yeah, it is what it is. Gotta have your informed, well informed. Shout out to Florence, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Shout out to Mason all the way from New York. Verity the Virgo saying VE day. Yeah. Verity the Virgo's also said Taurus fashion. Meg Gala. Yeah, you're bringing it all up, aren't you? shout out to Iffy. How are you doing? Shout out to Anne Bayford. Anne Bayford. Ooh, I haven't seen that name before. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Yeah, Meg Gala. Was that the what's her name? God, who had a concert the other day and it was, well, was it a concert? What's her name? Lady Gaga, right? I saw something there, I don't know, is it sold out event or something like that, mad people. Meg Gala, don't know nothing about that, talking to the wrong person. I heard about it, but I don't know what went on there. Another chance for these celebrities to, you know, parade their, you know, glamorous outfits, some of them outrageous. Was Kanye West there? That's the question. You know, I wonder what he came up in. Or better yet, what did his wife come in? Better yet, did she come up with anything? If she was there, I don't know. Taurus fashion. Yeah, well, we're in the Taurus month, aren't we? What is Taurus fashion? Yeah, VE day. Yeah, certainly. Optics, hey, welcome, brother. What's that? Core Crystals. Ah, Core Crystals, welcome to the show. Hope you are well. Yeah, Met Gala. Yeah, Met Gala. Mel Gala. Yeah, talking to the wrong person. I think I saw something on it. Shout out to Mirage. How are you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Land show. Rihanna came out with her third pregnancy at the Met Gala. Oh, God. Someone's busy, isn't she? Who is it she's married to? It's Rocky ASAP, isn't it? Rocky ASAP, that's her partner? Is it? I keep getting Rocky ASAP and who's the other one? Travis Scott. I don't know why I get them mixed up all the time. I know them when I see them, but I just get them, I don't know. For some reason, they just remind me of each other for some reason. Apologies for that. Shout out to Trey Scott, shout out to Travis, but shout out to ASAP Rocky. Yeah, I just get you guys mixed up. But third pregnancy. Wow. Well, someone's been busy. ASAP Rocky, of course. Yes, that's it. Optics, thanks a lot for a reminder of that. Brazil, 2 million people, free concert. That was it. That's the one. I saw that one. Bloody hell. Yeah, I'll tell you. Brazil, I'll tell you. It's free concert. So, yeah, no, great one for Lady Gaga, I guess. I guess it gives her some exposure. I think she's got an album coming out. Yeah. She's an Aries, by the way, Lady Gaga. She's an Aries. And we've just passed the Aries season. So I suppose good timing. insofar as, you know, getting ready to launch that album, you know. Yeah, good one. Good timing, good publicity. But it will get her out there. That's good. Yeah, 2 million people. Well, of course, 2 million people are going to turn up. It's going to be a free concert. God, could you imagine Beyonce saying, I'm giving a free concert? Jesus Christ. I don't know about 2 million people. What about bloody the whole country? You know what I mean? It's crazy. Shout out to Michelle. How are you doing? Angela's saying it's sunny in the UK. Yeah, it is, but it's chilly. It's sunny. It's not warm. I mean, I just you just saw me shut my door. It's not warm. But yeah, it is what it is. Yvette saying it's raining. What? It's not raining. Okay, it's not raining. Okay, right, it's not raining. I thought you said it's raining. Oh, she's saying it's not raining. She's answering to, you know, they're having their little chit chat there. Angela's saying yes, Kanye was at the gala. Kanye was at the gala. What did he wear? Did he come with a Ku Klux Klan outfit? What did he turn up in? Nazi outfit. What was it? Roman battle regalia. Well, God knows. You never know. You know, as they say, there's a very thin line between, you know, Kanye West is kind of like, he's like one of those typical, the mad scientists, right? Very thin line between the genius and the madman. That is Kanye for you. Extremely creative, extremely, sometimes I don't know how he does it. Where's he getting it from? I don't know, but yeah, he does make the news. Shout out to Eleanor. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Great to have you here on board. Keep your questions coming. Keep your comments coming. I agree. I get them mixed up too. Yeah, yeah. ASAP Roppy, Travis Scott. I get them mixed up all the time. It's Yvette. No, Israel. We don't want Jax to know it's chilly. Yes, it's boiling hot. 40 degrees. Can't you see the sweat? yeah, exactly, Yvette. Yeah, no worries. Shout out to Amy. Good morning, good afternoon to you. Where is morning right now? Well, I suppose for you guys in America, Michelle, it's morning for you guys, right? And for the likes of Mason in New York. Yeah, morning for America, whether you're East Coast or West Coast or mid. It's morning time for you. Some people are finishing the day, you know. Places like, you know, Saudi Arabia, Dubai, you know, they're finishing work soon, coming out of office. It is what it is. Yes, shout out to LaDonna. Welcome to the show. Great to have you here on the Lunar Lounge. Keep your comments coming. Also, as well, for those of you who are watching via YouTube, hit that like, subscribe button, make a comment. Make it a nice comment, of course. But yeah, keep the comments coming. Really appreciate it now. Mason's letting me know it's coffee time over here. Amy, you're on the West Coast. No way. Well, it's an 8 hour difference. So what time is it over there? 4 o'clock a.m.? Something like that? 4 or 5 in the morning? Jesus, you need a coffee. Mason, you think you need a copy? You're on the East Coast. There's somebody here on the West Coast there, man. Oh, God. Well, what are you on? Some energy drink to, you know, yeah. Listen to the Lunar Lounge. It is what it is. I'll be bringing up 5 a.m. Wow. Yes. Shout out to Majana. Welcome. Greetings. Yeah, that's quite early. Yeah, tuning into the Lunar Lounge. I am honored. Somebody from the West Coast tuning into the Lunar Lounge. What else has been happening? What other chit chat? Whatever's been. So what was the not all the way west. Okay. Are you like Midwest? Are you like you know, I keep getting you know. Are you what's it? Trying to think where, what's his name is now? Is his, things are totally skipped my mind now. Are you Midwest? Are you sort of, I don't know. when I think West, you just think LA, don't you? You think San Francisco, LA, and all that lot. But you've got, you know, obviously mountain time. Oh, you're right there. Okay. No worries, man. It is what it is, man. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show, people. So what was this Met Gala about? What is the Met Gala? I need to Google this stuff. I'm losing touch. I'm getting old. Is it like an award? Is it like, so it's 5:50. Yeah. So it's about right. Yeah. About 6-7 hours, 7 hours, something like that. Difference from, well, me here in the UK. Met Gala. What is it? Is it like a music awards or something? I know there's quite a few music awards that are going to be happening this week or this month, or I know there's a few. I've seen a few. I think there's a BET Awards, I think, happening, or has the BET Awards already happened? Or it might be today. I don't know. America. I'm not having a go. Love it. Grew up on American culture. You really do know how to, I suppose, celebrate. You know one or two things about the glamour industry, that's for sure. Americans are not sure. And America's huge, isn't it? It's you know, America's like, you know, it's so huge. It's like, you know, you can visit 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 states, and it will feel like you're in different, complete different countries. Seriously. And you can see why Americans sometimes get so kind of consumed or lost in their own world. It's almost like Americans sometimes forget, like, there are other countries outside of the US. You know, it's quite interesting. But when you go there, for those of you who are not from the US and go to US or have been to the US, you will see, you already know that it's just so vast. It's just so, like, each state in the US is like a country unto itself, you see. So it's quite interesting. It really is. It's a fashion show that raises money for charity. Okay, very good. I like it. Angela saying Kanye hid behind a screen, so I didn't see his outfit. Kim Kardashian looks nice. Yeah, well, Kim Kardashian always looks nice, doesn't she? I mean, she's got to, she's got to keep up the image, hasn't she? How can she not? Who's this? Fadekan. This looks like a Yoruba name to me. Fadekan. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. I'll be bringing up the chart in a moment, and we'll get into some astrology. Meant to be an astrology show. Getting caught, but you have to have a little bit of gossip. Gotta have a bit of gossip. You know, isn't the moon in Virgo at the moment? I think the moon's in Virgo now, isn't it? So, gotta have a little gossip, chit-chat. Who was it? I saw somebody again. I don't know who the hell it was. Something about she mistreated her. Was that at the Met Gala? And she was asking for some umbrellas or something like that. I don't know who it was. I don't know. Like I say, I'm getting old. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, can't keep up with all these, new names and, you know, new stuff. But that's quite good. It raises money for charity. What charity? What, like world charity? Is it more focused on charity in the US or worldwide? Is it just any charity, or is it targeted to a specific charity or group of people? Is it like for homeless people, or is it for, you know, maybe countries that are war torn? Is it or is it any or all of the above and anything? I need to look into that. But it sounds quite decent. Elena saying, what do you think of India-Pakistan confrontation? Well, that confrontation has been going on for quite a while, hasn't it? The thing is that with India and Pakistan, and you see, India and Pakistan are in the same, or if not similar, position like Israel and Palestine. Now, astrologically, they are born under the same planetary alignments. Well, I say they're born under the same, they're born under similar planetary alignments, because these countries were divided and split at a certain time. However, India, because they have more astrology is more a part of their, it's more interwoven into their culture and into their religion more, they actually didn't take the independence when Pakistan did. I think there's like a day or two that elapses, and their astrologer advised them not to do that. They waited. I think one of the key things was the moon, and they waited for the moon to move into Cancer before they did the independence. The same was with Israel. I am 100% convinced that an astrologer was involved in creating the chart for the state of Israel. And I'm not saying it because I have any kind of affiliations with Israel, but it's like the chart of Palestine compared to the chart of Israel. And I'm talking within a space of 24 hours, I'm talking here, people, is huge. And it for anybody who knows anything about mundane astrology or astrology as a whole, if I presented these two charts to you and said, who's got the advantage here? There would be no question whatsoever as to who's got the upper hand. And the same goes with India and Pakistan. Now, India and Pakistan's confrontation is something, it's one of these kind of confrontations that's going to be there. It's not going to, it well, for us who was listening to this, it was there before we were born, and it's going to continue long after we've gone. I mean, at some point, of course, it has to stop, but I don't think it's going to be stopping anytime soon. Very often when things like this have to stop, something, a third entity often comes in. There's often a third entity. Hence why sometimes with Pakistan and India, same like Israel and Palestine, whether it's UK, whether it's America, one of the quote-unquote leading countries or whatever they want to call themselves, leading countries, come in. Yeah, they try to, you know. But, tensions, you see. When two countries, two nations, two tribes are next to each other like that, it's hard to say. I think something's been triggering in the chart. I need to look at the chart of India, look at the chart of Pakistan as well. I know India have been doing good economic-wise. Their economic is growth. Shout out to Hannah Marshall. Welcome to the show. Shout out to Dylan. Is it Dylan? Dylan. Shout out to Pretty. Welcome. How are you doing? How's the family? How's everybody? Hope you are well. So the issues with India and Pakistan are very, astrological wise, India, yeah, they did the right thing. They waited, you know. Shout out to Tiffany, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. So Michelle is letting me know, annual fundraising event for the Costume Institute at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City is widely considered one of the most prestigious and exclusive fashion events in the world. Oh, wow. Okay. Need to look into it more. You like I said, you Americans are always having, I think there's a show out there every day. So if it's not on the East Coast, it's on the West. If it's not, it's in the Mid, it's in the South, it's in the North. I don't know. Can't keep up with you lot. Making noise about the Angra. She didn't want her outfit to be seen. Yeah, who was it? Yeah, that's it. Rapper. Dochi. Young rapper Dochi. Who the hell's that? I don't know these rappers. And I'm into hip hop. I'm a hip hop head. I don't know these young rappers. Who are these dudes? Young Dochi. Young rapper Dochi. Dochi? Am I even pronouncing it correctly? Yeah, I need to go on my, you know, Apple account and put in these, you know. When you're talking about rappers with me, I'm old school, you know, going back to, you know, Public Enemy, NWA, Rakim, you know, bringing it all up, Tupac. These are people who I grew up on. Tupac, Biggie Smalls. Now, these are rappers. Jigga, Jay-Z. These are the rappers that who I know. Nas. Yeah, EPMD, Pharrell Munch. These are rappers who I know. I don't know about all these. Snoop Dogg. Yeah, or give me these, you know, Dr. Dre, all of these Ice Cube. These are the ones who I know. Common, Pharrell Munch, Talib Kweli. You know, give me these ones any day. Kanye West. Come on, man. Mace, you know, Cameron. These are now you're talking. These are the rap. You know what I mean? Even if you want to get okay, I'm still up to date with the Migos, all of these guys. I'm Future, Travis Scott, you know, Kendrick Lamar. I'm there. Dochi, who the hell's this? I can't keep up, man. I can't keep up with these names. You know, Lauryn Hill, Fugees. You know, yeah, I know all the, I know Cardi B, yeah, I know, I can't name all those, but yeah, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, yeah. Okay, yeah, I get it, you know what I mean? But yeah, Stefflon Don, all these, whether it's UK, American, all that, these are the rap who I grew up on. Yeah, shout out to UK hip hop as well. You guys are doing your thing too. Some of these rappers here, Young Dochi, like, yeah, really? No disrespect. I mean, surely you're doing your thing. I don't even know. It was a female, wasn't it? I mean, I probably go on to thing now and she's probably sold, I don't know, 100 million albums or something. Like, who the hell is this person? You know what I mean? And I might have even have heard of one of her songs, but don't know it's her. Possible. I don't know. I'm getting old. That's what's happening. LaDonna's letting me know Dochi is pretty good, though. Is she? Well, I'll check her out. I'm a hip-hop head, but still keep up with the young'uns. Dochi is good. Her work is inspired old-school hip-hop. Okay. I need to check her out. Is she Lauryn Hill level? Are we talking Lauryn Hill level? Let me know. Are they Lauryn Hill level? Elena, yes. Back to India and Pakistan. They both have nuclear weapons. That is true. They both have nuclear weapons, which is something that... Why? All these nuclear weapons that are not going to be used, I repeat, not going to be used, because if one sets off, then, you know, all the allies of the other country, they're going to set theirs off all as well. I don't know. Wasting money. Humans. The more intelligent we get, the more stupid we become. Yeah, let me repeat that. The more intelligent we get, the more stupid we become. Because, you see, it's polar opposites, you see. If you're moving one direction, one way, you're moving further in the other. You can't have one without the other. You can have intelligence, you can have wisdom, right? But you're also going to have just as much stupidity also as well. And nuclear weapons is one of them. I see no point in them. You know, all it is, was it Francis Cress Wessing, psychologist, who brought up the idea of if you look at weapons, they're all shaped like men's penises. They're all phallic, bombs, guns, bullets, all that. They're all shaped like men's. This is all about, you know, patriarchy and men's power, potency. You need to find yourself a woman, make some love. That'll do it. You ain't going to be wanting to launch no bomb or shooting no guns after that. It is what it is. But yeah, you're right. They do both have nuclear weapons. I don't think they're going to use it against each other. So yeah, it is what it is. The arts of astrology, Venus versus Mercury, the head versus the heart. Yeah. You said Mercury versus Jupiter. Sorry. I don't know why I said Venus there. Venus on my mind, of course. Mercury versus Jupiter, the head versus the heart. But is Mercury Jupiter really head and heart? I don't know. Heart might be something else. Heart might be, I don't know, moon or Venusian, something along that line. More like moon versus Mercury, something like that. Arts of astrology. Yes, rape is a weapon. Yes, it is so. Thank you very much, Ify. Says well said. Yeah, the more intelligent we become, the stupid we become. The writing's on the wall. So, yeah. Florence was saying, yes, she was voted and won the best rap album of 2025. Don't worry. I'm going to check this out with Young Dolce, who she is. Is she better than, like, you know, is she better than Cardi B and all that lot? Is she better than like Megan Thee Stallion and all that? Is she better than Lauryn Hill? What happened to her? Can't somebody call her out of retirement? Start producing some music. Half of these rappers these days, I can't even understand them. Like, brother, I can't hear you. I'm having to rewind. What's going on? I can't hear you. Give me some Biggie Tupac. I heard them clearly what they were saying. don't get me rapping. Anyway, let's get to the astrology, people. it's been one of those times, right? Okay, let's get the astrology up. Let's share the screen. And yeah, we can still talk about the Met Gala and about music artists also as well, in relation to astrology. So it is what it is. Bear with me a moment. I just wanted to read some of these messages here. Optic says she's got mad metaphors and she can flow. Okay, well, if you're saying that, Optics, I'm saying that, well, I need to go and listen to this lady. She got mad metaphors. Okay. I said heart because of Sufi philosophy. Okay, I hear that. Okay, I got you, arts of astrology. Understanding the heart. Yeah, okay, fair enough. If women were in politics, we'd have no wars. I don't know about that one, Ify. I don't know if I could agree with that one. It's the nature of women protecting offspring and generations to come. Yeah. Shout out to Dominica. Dominica Wendy, welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Yeah, Ify, I don't know. There is this idea that if women were ruling, you see, again, let's go back to the astrology. Welcome, Geraldine. Welcome to the show. There is this idea that I think we need to get away from this idea that women are more emotional, they're more in touch with their feelings, and men are more logical and rational. Bullshit. I ain't buying that for 1 minute. I used to, but no. I'm not buying that. Women are more caring. No. I think what has happened over the years is that men, predominantly, or the patriarchal society, has... We've constructed society in a particular way that favors certain people, sometimes genders. And this idea, in many, many cultures, olden cultures, the men would go out and hunt. Women would stay at home, look after the children and the kids. I think there's this. Listen, let me tell you something, people. There is not, apart from childbirth and women having their time of the month, there is not that much difference between men and women. And this concept, what I'm talking about, is something which is used and used against women, has been used against women. It's been weaponized. It's been used in religion. You know, oh, women are so sick. No. Women can, and there are women who will fight and go to war equally, definitely. They would defend their territory. And on another level, if you were going to raise that argument that women are protecting their offspring, that could be even more reason why they would go to war. Have you seen a female animal in the jungle? Look at what a female lion would do to protect her cubs. She will rip you to shreds. Make no mistake about it. So I don't know. And I wouldn't agree that if women were in charge, we wouldn't have no wars. The Arts of Astrology says women can be worse than men. Yeah. I don't think it's a case of men being worse than women or women being. I think some humans are just worse than other humans. I think it's a human thing. I don't think it's a man or woman thing. I think you can get violent women and you can get violent men. And you can get emotional men, soft men, sensitive men, and you can get soft and emotional women as well. You can get women who are very rational and very logical and very detached from their feelings. And you can get men like that too. All depends on your astrology chart. You know, I know women who are very masculine orientated, very detached, and they don't get caught up in their feelings. And I know men equally, very sensitive, very feminine, very, very much in touch with their feminine feelings, have a caring nature. So, yeah, I'm not buying that one for one moment. Like I said, apart from childbearing and times of the month, there's not much difference between men and women. I kid you not. If he says more impulsive, women can be impulsive too. Women can be impulsive too. The Arts of Astrology, it's about yin and yang, exactly. So really about the balance. I think another thing which we do is we get mixed up. We get masculine and feminine mixed up with men and women. What has happened over the years is we've attributed femininity to females. There's a difference between femininity and female. Female is the gender. Femininity is a particular energy type. There's a difference. Right? I think we need to know the difference between the two. So people over the years, and again, it's been used to weaponize again. This is what's been keeping you, a lot of you ladies, down over the years. This is what it is. Oh, women are, you know, you're just meant to be at home. You're just meant to be at home cooking and looking after the kids. That's your job. Wash, cook, and clean. It became the lowest common denominator. It became reduced. It became something that somebody was reduced to. So it was seen as like, oh yeah, woman, stay at home, wash, cook, and clean. That's all you're good for. Men can wash, cook, and clean as well. I never understand it. Look, females, pay close attention. Look at how you guys been ripped off. Wash, cook, and clean. Why are the best chefs men? Why are all the top chefs men? When was the last time you saw a top chef female? I'm not saying there ain't any, but they're not celebrated like the men. For every female chef you can show me, I'll show you 10 males, right? So it's quite interesting. Again, it's been weaponized. It's been used to, but you women are taking back your power. Yeah, it's slowly coming. I mean, in some countries, I mean, up until about, 50 years ago, women weren't allowed to vote. You weren't allowed to vote. You weren't allowed to be in certain parts of society. Couldn't do it, you know? I mean, with the people like the Queen, who's passed now, Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth, I think she was the kind of one of the, you know, then you had the likes of Margaret Thatcher coming into power, first female. Now you, we've had a few more female president, prime ministers over here in the UK. America nearly had. Hillary Clinton seemed to be the first one. And then Kamala Harris tried. Okay, didn't get it, but at least, you know, there. But we're seeing improvements. But if he's letting me know, I am a lioness. Exactly. You should know, of all people. Females, there would be no wars. Maybe there might be more. Who knows? It is what it is. Yvette saying, yes, Lauren sang Roberta Flack's funeral. Absolutely. But yeah, she's brilliant. She is a talent. Lauren Hill was at the Met Gala dressed yellow, representing Oshun. Okay. Dolce is very Venusian, and she's good for her generation. Not better than Lauren, but she is good. Okay. All right, cool. Her videos are good too. I'm going to look her up. I probably heard of her song, but don't know it's her. Women have worked. What in power can be quite irrational? Too much male energy. Yeah. You say too much male energy, so we need femininity. We don't need women. That doesn't necessarily mean women, sorry. Yeah, we may need more women in certain places. Oh, fine. But that doesn't mean it's femininity. Yeah. Another example, Margaret Thatcher. Do you see anything feminine about that woman? Right. Okay. They're two different things. Don't get the two things mixed up. Apparently, Dolce is also a Leo. There we go. Tiffany's saying, you are wrong, sir, respectfully. Men are on 24-hour cycle. We are on a 20. No, we ain't. We're on the same cycle. Men are on a 24-hour cycle, and we are on a 28, 29-day cycle. No. Are you talking sexually? If you're talking about sexually, bloody hell. Sexually, I'm on an every second cycle. No pun intended. But no, it's the same cycle. We're on the same cycle. That cycle is governed by the moon, by the moon's movements, right? That 28, 29-day cycle is based on the moon. Hormonally, like I said, there is not much difference between men and women. Don't get it twisted. The only thing which we is, like I said it, the childbirth and the monthly cycles that you guys endure. Other than that, there's no difference. Don't get it twisted. We think the same. We want the same. Don't get it confused. Don't think, oh, women are more manly, you know. And that's where this whole idea of, oh, men are think because they're, you know, they're more rational and they're more detached, and women are nonsense, absolute nonsense. Women can be detached as well. Yeah. Florence said, yes, I did like Margaret Thatcher despite controversy. She was focused. Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was. She was on it. Weren't one to mess with. Shout out to Shio. Are we going to do astrology today? Let's get to the chart. The moon is in Virgo, that's why. And Mercury's in Aries, so we're just chit-chatting. Anywho, let's do a little bit of astrology. Let's see what is happening here. The Arts of Astrology is saying, you are so funny, Israel, and wonderful. Thank you very much. Yes, Mason, the Iron Lady. Yeah, had Saturn on the Ascendant. Yeah. So, it's an interesting topic, Ify. You brought it up. Shout out to Martina. Howdy, how you doing? Yeah, this idea that females are not, I'm not buying it. Not buying it for one moment. Not buying it. Not buying it at all. Female, whatever a man can do, a female can do as well. Yeah, You women think you can't may do certain things because you've been conditioned. You've been conditioned to be like that. Women can do it. Women can be just as this idea that men are stronger than women. Nonsense is bullshit. Of course, men will seem like they are stronger because we're taking it on board, you know, to do all the physical activities and stuff like that. If women started doing that, they would just, you go to the all those Amazonian women, you go there, go mess with them and think, I'm talking to you men now. You think you're strong? I know females that will put you down. I'm telling you. Females, same size as you, same weight as you, they will knock you out, knock you off your feet. They will kill you. They'll rip you to shreds. I'm telling you. Make no mistake about it. Do not underestimate the female. This idea that female's weak, it's a nonsense. It's a nonsense. Same body, same everything, same genetic makeup. Nothing's changed. It's the conditioning. Of course, if a man's going out and lifting heavy stuff and chopping the wood and picking up that, well, of course he's going to be, because we are physically stronger in that sense, right? Of course you're going to get physically stronger over the years. You've been doing that for thousands of years. And if women are going out, staying at home, and you're just watching, cooking, and looking after the kids, of course you're going to develop certain responses to that kind of lifestyle. That's all that is. We ain't stronger. That's nonsense. Men are not stronger than women. It's another incorrect. Look into it, man. Women, you are strong. Make no mistake about it. So, yeah. You powerful women. Shout out to Dinah. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Hope you're well. How's life out there in Dubai? Anyhow. We're getting caught up with this Virgo moon here. And look, you see, as I'm speaking, the moon is right next to the South Node. That's what's happening. And we're getting sucked in. It's all right. It's all good. I'm loving it. We've got a nice trine as well from the sun and moon at the moment. Sun being in Taurus and the moon in Virgo. So, coolio. What else? What else has been happening? I've spoken about the trine. We've got a Venus trine Mars at the moment, which is actually going to be there until the end of the month. People, you want to be taking advantage of this. Great time for money making. Great time to be creative. Great time for to act on your passions, right? Act on your talents. Great time for relationships. Any of you guys who are single out there, this is a great time for you to perhaps maybe get into any kind of relationships. We got Venus in Aries trining Mars in Leo, in the fire signs also as well. So it's about to get exciting. Yeah. You guys like a little bit of excitement, don't you? Yes, Margaret Thatcher was a Libra, Florence. Yes, you are correct. Same birthday as your mom. Oh, yeah. She was a Libra. So Venus trine Mars is really good. Great for getting the passion. Great for some sex. I'll repeat that again. Great for some sex. Yes. Get the passions going, baby. Over the course of the next 2 to 3 weeks. It's going to be there until, I think it perfects on the 24th of May. So that's a really good aspect here that we can do. And for those of you who are single, perhaps looking for relationships, you know, to get out, mingle. You know, we've got Venus. Venus is connected with, you know, your social life as well. People who you, it's the planet of attraction, how and who you attract. So, yeah. And for those of you who've got Venus, Mars aspects in your chart, like moi, this could be a really great time for you. If you've got a Venus aspect in your chart, regardless what aspect it is, conjunction, sextile, square, trine, opposition. Yeah, you can really act on this. So that's the Venus Mars. So that's going to be there for the next 2-3 weeks. And it's getting stronger because Venus is moving. So it's increasing. It's increasing. The passions are increasing. The energies are increasing. Yeah, the attraction is increasing. People, go for it. Really good stuff. What else have we got? Let's have a look at what is happening here. Any other aspects? Anything interesting? Not really. What is going on here in the month of May? Well, we've got a full moon coming up. I'll talk about that in a moment. On the 10th of May, which is in about 3 days' time, Mercury is going to move into Taurus. Things are about to slow down. No, there's nothing wrong with your set. I did that purposely. Just in case you were configuring or wanting to reboot, you know, your listening and thought, oh, well, yeah, something's wrong here. Something seems to slow down there. No, it is what it is. Jackie's letting me know. Definition, definitely true. Women in Ghana are stronger than the men. See it there? I can mention you some other African countries as well. Not just African countries. I take that back. I can mention you quite a few places throughout the world where the women are stronger than the men. Don't get it twisted, man. All this idea that men are stronger than women is a nonsense. Yeah. Tiffany's saying Mars, the Venus-Mars conjunction in my fifth house. But Saturn has been hitting that aspect. Glad it's now in the latter degrees of Pisces. Yeah. But you still feel it. You still pick it up. You can still engage. And Saturn's going to be moving into Aries end of this month, isn't he? Well, we'll talk about that. Well, on the 10th of May, Mercury moves into Taurus. So things are going to be slowing down, people. Slow, slow, slow. We're still going to have the sun there in Taurus as well. What else is going to be happening? Pluto's retrograde. Pluto started his retrograde a few days ago as well. Pluto's been retrograde now. Time to reclaim back our power. Time to dig up the stuff. What's the old stuff that we haven't finished, that we haven't let go of? Yeah, well, we've got 6 months to do that. 6 months of therapy, people. That's my advice. For the next 6 months, start doing some therapy. You know, start healing, start releasing, start letting go. Pluto retrograde. So what, and you know, and Pluto in Aquarius now. So for those of you who were born from the early 70s, this is the time for you to start getting your wealth. Yeah. Because for those of you born with Pluto in Libra, you're going to be getting the trine now, right? Yeah, so start getting your wealth. Especially for those of you who are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius also as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pluto will be aspecting for you. He's going to be there for the next 20 years. So it's a long time. Make that money. Pluto's about wealth, you know. Don't make no mistake about Pluto. Don't get Pluto twisted. He'll give you lots of money. Okay, what else have we got here? So this is on the 13th. Okay, we're still, let's keep going. Let's go back. We've got a full moon. We have the full moon in on the 12th. On the 12th coming Monday. Well, that's interesting. We're going to have a full moon on a Monday. That's going to be quite powerful, that one. And you need to take that one into consideration, people. A full moon on Monday. So on the 12th of May, we're going to have a full moon. It's going to be in the sign of Scorpio. And we've got Pluto moving retrograde. Well, my God, me. Well, however, this full moon does carry a Uranus energy to it. Uranus is also involved in that. It's a full moon. It's bringing things up, right? This is a purging moon. I repeat, this is a purging moon. Yeah, the moon is going to be, whoa. It's going to be bringing a lot of things up, a lot of stuff up, right? Full moon in Scorpio. So watch out for this. It's going to be a powerful one. Full moons in Scorpio are often quite powerful. A time to release, let go, regenerate. Um, if there's anything you want removed from your life, this is a full moon that you want to be taking full advantage of. Great for energizing your crystals. So the full moon is going to be on Wednesday. So you want to start planting your crystals maybe from tomorrow. Tomorrow or Friday. Dig them up. Put them in a plant pot if possible. Get yourself something, you know. Get yourself a clear quartz. Get yourself some cellulite. For those of you who got some cellulite, where's my cellulite? Who took my cellulite? Here. Oh, I've also got this one as well. I might have to plant you too, actually. Get yourself some crystals. Plant yourself some crystals for that full moon. And when that full moon comes, put it outside of the full moon. Put it in a glass of water with some sea salt. Yeah, that will get that will energize things up, that's for sure. So we got the full moon. What else are we gonna have? So that's gonna be on the 12th. The sun's gonna be conjunct or start to conjunct Uranus starting from the 13th of May. So we're having a sun conjunct Uranus, which will perfect. Now we're gonna have Mercury also as well. From the 15th of May, we're going to have Mercury square Mars. So watch out for that. Mercury square Mars, don't get into arguments, a lot of disputes. We're going to be seeing a lot of disputes here. That is going to perfect. It's going to perfect on the 18th of May. We're going to have a perfect square with Mercury square Mars. So watch out for that. Also, on the 17th of May, we're going to have a conjunction. We're going to have a Sun-Uranus conjunction. This is a time to be wild, people, a time to be experimental. We need a bit of fresh air with that one. Yeah, we need a little bit of fresh air. Don't forget your fresh air. Shout out to Jasmine. Shout out to MQT123. Some of these names you guys are coming up with. It's all good. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Hummingbird said cellulite, not cellulite. Cellulite. Yeah, not cellulite. No. Is that what I said? Yeah. Apologies for that. Well, thanks a lot for correcting me, Hummingbird. But you are correct. That is what I meant. Cellulite. Yes, that is correct. Where is my cellulite? Who took my? Somebody stole my crystal. How can someone steal my crystal? Impossible. I have been doing a bit of clearing, but where is my cellulite? Who's taking my cellulite here? Okay, I'll find you. I've been robbed. I would have showed you my nice big cellulite. But anyway, yeah, that will be good for the full moon, to charge up for the full moon. On the 17th of May, we're going to have a conjunction of Sun-Uranus conjunction. That day can be a day of, what can I call it? A time to, it's going to be, it's in Taurus. But what you may find is like people just being erratic. I suppose for those of you who have a Sun Uranus like moi in your charts, may really sort of like resonate with this day. If you've got a Sun-Uranus aspect in your birth chart, in your natal chart, watch out for what happens in and around you. What are the energies going to be like from like the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th of May? Especially on the 17th, that's when it's going to be conjunct. But the energy is going to be a little bit erratic around that time. So do watch out for that, people. Also, we're going to be having a square with Mercury and Mars as well. So do watch out for those days around the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th of May, right? After the 17th, from the 18th of May, it starts to wane. It's still there, but it starts to wane. On the 18th of May, we're going to have that perfect square from Mercury to Mars. So yeah, watch out for that. That is that's where that is. And then on the, so you're going to move in on the 20th, so on the 20th of May, the sun is going to move into Gemini. We're going to have the Gemini season. We've got Jupiter at the end of Gemini getting ready to move into Cancer. I bet you some of you, especially you Cancerians, can't wait. And Pisces people can't wait for that, right? So that's going to be on the 21st. Then we're going to have the perfected. So on the 21st of May is when we're going to have Venus exactly trine. So from now until the 21st of May, we've got this real great buildup of Venus trining Mars. Venus trine Mars, right? So a lot of passions, great for relationships, great for money making, great for creativity. We really want to be tapping into this energy. It's going to peak on the 21st. Right, it's going to peak on the 21st, 22nd, going to be quite strong, 23rd, 24th, yeah, 24th, it's still there, 25th, 26th, you know, it starts weakening from about the 28th, 29th of May. So pretty much, technically speaking, we're having the Venus Mars through this whole month. Bumping and grinding, yeah, make no mistake about it. On the 27th of May, we're going to have a new moon in Gemini. I'll be talking more about that. It's going to be a new moon in Gemini, and alongside Gemini, Mercury is going to be in Gemini also as well. Yeah, so Mercury is going to move into Gemini. Mercury is going really fast, you know. He's not playing about. On the 25th of May, Mercury is going to move into the sign of Gemini. And then on 2 days later, on the 27th of May, we're going to have the new moon in Gemini start for that new beginning. I don't even know if I'm going to be. Yeah, I am in the country. I'm actually giving a talk around that time. Yeah, it is what it is. But I'll talk about that closer to the date. And I think I'll leave it there. I think today we mostly spoke about what? We spoke about the, Met Gala or whatever. Tiffany's asking, which Uranus aspects do you have natally? Sun Uranus. I've got Sun Uranus natally. Sun Uranus conjunction. Shayo say it's birthday time on Friday. Yeah, for some people. Happy birthday in advance, bro. Yeah, shout out to Shayo. Yeah, shout out for all you Taurus people. I know quite a few. It's as of a few of your past. Shout out to Sandra. It was her birthday last week. My sister also had a birthday last week as well. It's quite cool stuff. Yeah, we're in that Taurus season. It's a great time to celebrate on the Taurus season because it's like a sensual month anyway. It's a very earthly sign. Get involved in the food, the drink, you know, the sensuality of life. Touch, smell, taste, you know, all that. Yeah, it's also Taurus. Yeah, get involved in the senses. Yeah, it is what it is. Tiffany, I'm Sun Uranus conjunction. Sure you would have figured that out by now. Shout out to Pfizer. Don't worry, Pfizer. I have not forgotten about you. I know. I saw the messages. Don't worry. I'm going to hit you up. We're going to talk soon. Just be mad busy. LaDonna, I'm having a party on the 24th. Really? What is the 24th land? The 24th is a Friday, right? Is it a Friday? I think it's a Friday. Yeah, it's good. Like I said, we've got the Venus Mars trine, so that's that can be quite good. Great for party. Have it, live it up. It's a Saturday. 24th is a Saturday. Okay, so 23rd is a Friday. Okay, cool. I think I'm doing a talk on the 24th. I'm doing a talk. I'm at the East West Conference. So I'll be giving a talk on the 24th. So, but yeah. Might have to swing by and get a plate. What are you, barbecuing? Is it vegetarian, vegan? Are all dishes available? Because I'm going to swing by and get a plate. Why not? It's a great month for any of that. And of course, it's warming up as well. So, coolio, great stuff there. So, let us get back to... Yeah, come by. I might have to swing by. If I got enough time, I'm going to swing by. What else now? Competition time. Is it that time of the week, competition time? I think it is. Yeah, it's competition time. Okay, let's get the phones. I asked a question last week. You guys, when I keep saying it, it's like you guys... old students, you need to start, you know, let's go. I asked what house rules confidence. I should have put another word in there. Maybe it might have made it a bit easier. But I still don't think you would have, more than likely, you wouldn't have got it either way. Competition time. Last week, I asked the question, what house rules confidence? Trust and confidence. Maybe I should have said trust. Jack says, our twins' birthday on full moon. Oh, yeah. They are Taurus as well, aren't they? Yeah. You're correct. Yeah, well, that means it's going to be a big year for them. Big year ahead. Yeah, if your birthday lands on a new moon or a full moon, know that that's a very significant year. It's a big year. So, yeah. Tiffany's saying, oh, I know this one. You do. So why didn't you enter the competition? Well, we don't have a winner, and it's too late now. okay. What house rules confidence? Who's this? Bolotna. Elena. Oh, this is you, Elena, isn't it? Yeah, I'm beginning to. Yeah. You said fifth house. You came in first. Your answer came in first. Olena, if I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Olena. Yvette says first house, and then she goes on and says, most probably wrong, but hey, I'm ready for hearing. Yeah, you are wrong. Karen, shout out to Karen Bergman. You came in, when I say you came in third, your answer came in third. Third house, she said, third house. Why would third house be connected with confidence? Is it because of the thinking? Okay. Fifth house, Amy. Came in again. I'm guessing fifth house is where you find confidence. You see, I can see where you're trying to pull the connection there because you're thinking that. Stop doing this ABC, what's it called? The 12-step astrology step. Throw that out the window. That's not astrology. You need to, Amy say, my daughter's birthday today and she has an Aries stellium in the second house. Whoa. Well, she needs to be careful with her money. Michelle saying 10th house is my guess. Wrong, incorrect. You need to start coming class. You need to start coming class. But it is what it is. Christian, he said first house also as well. Banji says, what house was confidence? Second house. According to my research, second house is strongly linked with self-worth. Okay, all right. There's a difference between self-worth and confidence, though. And self-value, kind of the same thing. Hope you're good. Banji, okay. Thank you for all of your participations. But wrong. You guys are going to be shocked. And I know people are going to be like, how come? Jack saying fifth house. No, it's not the fifth house. Do you know how many people said fifth house? That was the first person who came in. Elena. She said fifth house. She was first. She came in first. If it was fifth house, she would have been Elena. Yes, it is Elena. I was correct. She would have been on her way. So it's not fifth house. But I think people are saying fifth house because they're linking it with the fifth zodiac sign, Leo. Difference between houses and zodiac signs. You need to get away from that. Yvette is saying ninth house. Everybody's picking every house, but not the house of confidence. See? It's a house that you don't... That's why. Anywho, you're all wrong. The house of confidence is the 11th house. Yeah, it's the house of trust. It's the house of confidence. That is where it is. Why? Because that is the house of joy for Jupiter. And Jupiter is the one that gives you the confidence. So, it's linked with the 11th house. 11th house. Amy says first house. No, we had a few 8th houses. Were first houses. Who said first house? Yvette said first house. And Christian said first house. Yeah, we had a few first houses. It's the 11th house. That is the house of confidence. Okay. This one. I'm going to up the stakes. But it's going to be a difficult question. I'm going to up the stakes, but it's going to be a difficult question. Right. For those of you listening to the recording, I ask a question, and for the first person who answers me next week Wednesday at midnight UK time, next week Wednesday, midnight UK time. So I announce it the following afternoon on the show. The email address where you send the answer is thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. For those of you who are watching right here on the YouTube, you can see it. Or if you're watching on any screen, if you're watching on Instagram, you can see the address there on your screen as well. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. So this week's question. The stakes are going up, people. The stakes are going up. More money this week. For this week, it's £50. Whoever gets this answer, you email me next week, Wednesday, at midnight UK time, so adjust your times. According to the houses of joy, please listen carefully. According to the houses of joy, which planets are enemy to Saturn? You have to give me the names of the planets that are enemy to Saturn and why. Which planets are enemy to Saturn according to the houses of joy? Okay, first person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, at midnight will be the winner of £50. Nice, easy question. Okay. According to the houses of joy, which planets are enemy to Saturn? Right. Okay. So that's that. lunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. So that's it there. If my mind serves me correctly, what's today's date? Today's, so not next week Tuesday, but the Tuesday after that. What date is that going to be? Let me check while I'm here, so that you all know and so that you have been warned. Tuesday, so we're looking by the 20th. People, on the 20th of May, my astrology courses are gonna go up. The price is already there, the discount is already there. For those of you who are interested in brightening up your knowledge of astrology, sign up to a course, you get lifetime access, 2 classes every week, live classes every week, reading material, recording material, video material, all there available at your fingertips. You can learn from anywhere in the world, learn at your own pace. There's a generous discount also going at the moment, so you want to be taking advantage of it. You've got like a week and a half to sign up. By the 20th, it's gone. No more discount, and the price is going up. Don't say I did not inform you. So I'm letting you know now. Mason is saying, so it shines into the fifth anyway, LOL. Nice try. shout out to Sankia Love? Shout out to, oh, Marie. Hello, my dear. How you doing? Oh, I didn't see you there for a moment. Shout out to Marie. John is here on the Instagram. Listen, man. Hello, my dear. How you doing? Hope you're well. Loving your posts. You're doing well. Keep it up. Shout out to Rosie also as well. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. So, yeah, people, be sure to sign up. You get lifetime access. Again, learn astrology. And you probably start getting these questions right. You know, you start doing it. You start getting the questions right. You probably win back all your money over a period of time, of course. But yeah. Faye saying, yeah, I would have won. 11,000. Yeah, you would have won if you entered. Jack says, coulda, woulda, shoulda. Yeah, I like that one. That's a good one. It is what it is. Listen, like I said, the prices of my astrology classes are going up. You learn all about the science, the art of astrology. You know how to make accurate predictions in terms of what's going on in your life or for anybody else also as well. It is a course like no other. Nobody on planet Earth. I repeat, nobody on planet Earth. If there is a course that can match my course, please show me and I will give you the money back and you can do the course for free. How about that? I will give you the money of what it's worth back and show me. Lifetime access, two live classes every week. Video, all the classes are recorded and you also have video material and reading material and you have quizzes also all at your fingertips. Yeah, man. Sign up. Come on. Let's get it going. Well, the prices are going to go up anyway in about a week and a half time. So, yeah, do watch out for that. I've got tarot for intermediate in about 2 weeks' time also coming up as well. Do watch out for that. For those of you who follow me on the social media, intermediate level tarot. So for those of you who've done the foundation or the basic or know a little bit about the tarot, you can also join also as well. Intermediate level tarot. It's going to be going on for about 10 weeks. It's a 10-week course, right? For intermediate level. So, yeah. Eleanor, thank you. She said, thank you for sharing your wisdom. Thank you very much, Eleanor. I very much appreciate that. It's our wisdom. And the wisdom belongs to us all. A palmistry course coming back very soon. Hopefully by the end of this month. Palmistry. There's going to be a 12-week palmistry course. All these lines in your hand, what do they mean? Are you going to be rich? I'm going to show you where the marking of your wealth is and what you can do to actually improve it. Yeah. All there in your hand. How many marriages, children, money, all that? How long you're going to live? All of that. Or your fate is in your hand. Destiny is all written in your hand. So I will be doing a course about that. That will be coming soon as well. So keep your heads up. What else? Numerology. Well, I'm currently in a numerology course at the moment. So we haven't finished yet. When we finish, I will start another one. Maybe in June, maybe July, something around that. Well, we're going to take a summer break, aren't we? And then September, then we go back at it again. What else? Numerology. The main thing is the astrology. People get on it because the prices are really going up. They're going up. Websites is going to start to be done this Friday. And as they're doing it, trust me, it might even go up even before the 20th. But I believe I told them that make the 19th, 20th the cutoff date. The prices are going to be going up. And there's a discount already on there. with the price now, so you can get it at a much cheaper rate. People, email me at sacredplanets@gmail.com. Email me at sacredplanets@email, and I'll send you the information, and I'll send you the discount code, and you can sign up. Once you've signed up, that's it for life. You can learn at your own pace, attend weekly classes, as many as you want. Just keep coming. I kid you not, you'll love it. Now, yeah, so I think that's that. Enough of advertising. And I think we are at that time where it's the tarot card of the week, right? Yeah, where is my tarot cards? Tarot cards are here. Let's have a look at what today's tarot card is going to be. So I'm just shuffling the cards here. Let's have a look at tarot card of the week and get to going. Just shuffling my cards here. I'm also going to be doing a rune. I'm going to be doing a rune course, and I want to do a magic one. Magic, people, real magic, not, you know, what is it? Trick of the fingers kind of magic. Talking real cosmic magic here. I'm going to keep you updated on that. It's going to be good. Anywho, let's see what the message is from the Oracle. What should we be focusing on for the next week? Okay, let's go at the top here. What have we got? Well. We've got the Eight of Pentacles. Well, what is the message for us this week? People, Eight of Pentacles. This card indicates that we need to focus on our work, on our skill. We need to develop our skill. For anybody who is watching this, this is for you. This indicates that over the course of the next week, you need to integrate more information, more knowledge that you already know to better your existing skill. It is indicating that you're needing to either, for some of you, you may need to be learning. Sign up to my course. You may need to learn something. You may need to do some training. But you need to develop some kind of a skill. And this skill is going to be something that leads towards a financial benefit in the future. This week is that week where you need to be focusing on that, working hard, developing your skill, polishing your skills, right? Integrating something new, learning something new. Perhaps you already have a trade, you already have a skill. Well, you need to add to it and keep on developing that. And that is what this card essentially is about. Get to work, people. Develop your skills, sharpen your skills. And it's showing here that it will lead to a nice financial reward for you in the future. Take your time. That is what this card is about. So, coolio. What else I was going to say? We've come to the end of the show. Are there anything else? Yvette is saying, how is your sciatica? Still got the hot water bottle. It's got better. It's got a lot better. I've just started going to the gym. I saw physio last week. She said, yeah, you can do some gentle exercises. Swimming, and I love swimming. Anytime I go to the gym. I can't join a gym that doesn't have a swimming pool. I'm sorry, mate. You can't have my money. You got to have a swimming pool. And you got to have a steam room as well. You got to have both. I love swimming. So I've just got back in the gym. I've only just done about, 3-4 days or so. But I'm really going there for the steam room to get a bit of heat, because when there's heat applied to it, it gets it. But it's a lot better. It's a lot better. I'm moving, doing some nice gentle exercises. It's nice. Faye saying, sorry, did you mention tarot classes? My colleague was chatting to me just now. Tell your colleague to listen to the new. I'm joking. Yeah. I said about tarot. The intermediate level. It's going to be in a few weeks. Don't worry. I'm going to keep your heads up. But in about a few weeks, we should be starting the intermediate level. So for those of you who want to sign up, I'm sending out the, you know, if there's any deals, discounts and stuff like that. For you to learn how to read the tarot, man. Learn how to see what's coming up for you, where you're at, what energies are happening in your life. All about the tarot. I'm going to show you how to read the whole pack. But we are, again, on the more advanced, well, not advanced level, but intermediate level. But very good. Don't worry. I'm going to keep you up there. You do, Faye. You're all right. And are you on my mailing list as well? Go to my website, guys, www.sacredplanets.com or www.sacredplanets.co.uk. Both of them are mine. If you go, as you go onto the website, within the first 5 seconds, you should get a pop-up and you can just put your email in and newsletter. I send out a newsletter like every month. And sometimes, you know, if there's any special things, classes, courses coming up, you get updated. So, yeah, it's cool stuff. So, yeah, get onto the mailing list. Get onto the mailing list if you haven't. Ah, Divine, how you doing? I hope you're well. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. We're just finishing. Great to have you here. Great to see you. Devin, Divine. I say Divine. You're divine. And you are divine. Get on the email list so that you can you get to see things happening. What else I was gonna say? Yeah, that's about it. So the show will be uploaded as soon as after we finish. It will be available on all the podcasts. Remember, I'm available on all podcasts. People, do share this information, spread it, tell a friend to tell a friend, tell family members, tell their mothers, brothers, fathers, sisters, uncles, aunties, aunts, friends, to also follow the show, to tune in. Let's keep the show growing. We keep the show growing, we get maybe get some sponsorship. We get some sponsorship, we can now start developing the show more and more. I've said that I'm going to be bringing guests. I've been saying that from the show started. It's been, what, coming up 2 years now? Still not one person yet. Don't you worry, there will be. There's also going to be a phone line. There's going to be a live phone line, which is going to allow you guys to phone in live. So that's coming soon. Watch out for that, Lunar Lounge Show. But we want more people listening and tuning in. That way we get sponsors, and maybe we can start raising up these stakes and these cash prizes. But this one, £50. Don't forget, first person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday. What planets are enemies of Saturn based on the houses of joy? And you have to tell me why as well. Don't just mention the planets. Say because Listen, people, on that note, I think I'm done right here. My mission is complete. Before I go, have you guys seen Sinners? A lot of the people, I'm in the WhatsApp group, obviously, with a lot of people who are here. Yes, Faye, yes, I know you're on my mailing list. No, most certainly. Who have commented on it. Sinners is really, don't want to spoil it for you guys. It's a vampire movie, however, bit of a twist. Got some nice ancestral connection in there. It's one with a difference. But yeah, Sinners. I'm really raving about that. I'm not so impressed with the movie world of lately. I can't remember, you know, there's one or two movies. I remember back in the day, bangers in terms of movie, bangers one after the other. Yeah. Hard to find a good movie these days. That one's a good one. Sinners is a good one. If you haven't seen it, go and see it. Tiffany's saying, of course I've seen Sinners. We'll go and see it again. Yeah, me too. I'd watch it again. Good film, good concept. I know vampires all kind of, you know, it's a bit, but it's a good film. Nice twist, nice thing to it. So good directing there. Hopefully some more good music can come out. I'm gonna go and listen to this. Was it Doochie? young rapper Doechii, whatever. I'm gonna go and listen to her and see what she's about, see her wordplay, what you lot are talking about. If I'm saying if she doesn't do it for me, I'll just go back and listen to my Lauryn Hill. If I want to get a bit wild, Cardi B, yeah. Maybe a bit of Megan. If it's back in the day, I'd be listening to Foxy Brown, Lil Kim. Whatever happened to Foxy Brown? She just left. Listen, Foxy was hot, I'm telling you. But yeah, it is what it is. Yeah, you saw it as well. Yeah, I saw you guys commenting in the chat, man. It's Sinners is a good film. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. No, I'm not on no commission. Don't worry, but go and watch the movie. It is one to definitely see. Listen, people, I believe that is my time. And it's time to go. You know what it is.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
I want to thank each and every single one of you. Thank you for your participation
Welcome
today. It was great having you. Loving the interaction, love the questions. All you guys on Instagram, all you guys on LinkedIn, all you guys on the YouTube, thank you. Hit like, subscribe, comment, say now. What was the tarot card? Oh, you missed the tarot card. You gotta be joking. It was the Eight of Pentacles, which means get to work. Start, do some training. Sign up to the astrology classes. Listen, Eight of Pentacles, that's what it was. People, thank you very much. I want to thank every single one of you. Have a blessed week. You've been listening to the Lunar Lounge show with myself, Israel Ojozi, and I am out.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome.